And I will test for holding you. Yeah, fine testament base. Top of the Gemara. Fine testament base. More cloth. What's the shear to carry out a cloth that's a piece of parchment on Shabbos? The Mishnah says the shear cloth is to write a small parsha katana, which means Shema Yisrael. Learn to write the parsha of Shema Yisrael. Cloth for duchtustis. There's these two types of pieces of parchment. Trashi duchtustis, that's the cloth shenitlo kliposo hel yoinam. Cloth is the skin is called cloth. Now the way they make skin is you could rip it in half. Like the middle of the skin, you peel it. Comes two parts. Now the part that's more towards the bossa, towards the meat of the animal, that's called the duchtustis. And the part that's to the outside, toward the hair of the animal, that's called the cloth. What we write on today, the mezuzahs and tefillin, is all the cloth. The person can say what they do today is they don't even peel it off anymore. They just take their skin, the parchment, they rub off the part that's towards the meat. They just scrape it off like. But the chusus, that's the cloth, shenitla kliposi hayoina, that the outside clip was taken off. Is these two things cloth for the chusus? Kedelichta vol of mezuzah. What's the shear? How big does the cloth have to be? Enough to write a mezuzah. So the chura, takasha. We're saying parsha katana means just to write shema, and here it's mashma. You have to write a whole mezuzah. The mezuzah is shema with volume shemaya. So chura tzistira. And the Gemara know my mezuzah. What does mezuzah mean here? Mezuzah shebet tefillin. It actually means the parsha of shema that's written in the tefillin. Rashi mezuzah is shema volume shemaya. So that's the kasha. Mashma need a bigger shear to write both parshas. Teret says no, it means the mezuzah shebet tefillin. The awesome dal of the geras adar the parshias. The tefillin shorosh, this has four different parshias. Vishir bechad minayim. And we shut up how big does the cloth have to be in order to write the smallest parshia of tefillin. The hainu shema ketana shebem. It means the smallest shema in the tefillin, which is the shema Yisrael. So melt the same shear as the Mishnah. Cloth is the shear in order to write shema Yisrael on it. For the Gemara of a korodel tefillin mezuzah. Do we call tefillin mezuzah? Like we're talking about tefillin, what is the brightest thing, the licht of all the mezuzah? And the Gemara in, it's not shver. By tefillin, we also call the Pasha Shema by the Lashon of mezuzah. V'atanya dechur is a raya. Ritzuyas tefillin, the ritzuyas, the straps of the tefillin, ima tefillin, if it's still attached to the tefillin, mitam eses yadayim. That's part of the Yudches, the Dvorim Yudches Gzeres we had before, that just like tefillin is tamein, who are in the ritzuas? If your hands touch the ritzuas, it's matamei your hands, and before yitchulin, you are truma, you have to wash your hands. Trashim matamei says you're dying, halim you truma. Before you eat truma, if you touch the straps of the tefillin, you have to wash your hands. When? When the straps are attached to the tefillin. Kedamorin biyudches dover per kama. Mashenken bifnei atzmon. If the straps are taken out of the tefillin, you have the ritzuas by themselves. Ein metamis es yadayim. It has no tumah to the straps. If you touch it, it's not metamis your hands. You could eat truma without washing your hands. Rabbi Shimon ben Yudo Aimeh Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Hanogeya b'ritzua tor. He holds no. Even when the straps, the ritzuas, are attached to the tefillin, if you just touch the ritzuas, the straps, it's not metamis you. You could eat truma. Ad shiyiga b'ktitza. You have to dafka touch the bottom itself. The ktsitsa means the part of the tefillin itself. Shrashi ktsitsa, hu adfus, shel or, she tachas, she... What's this here? Chotuch, ledal batim. That's cut into four bottom like. Or it's the tefillin itself, the bottom itself, the house that holds the four parshis. Kemin beis yad, shel or, v'igeres b'teichin. You have the bayis around it, and you have the tefillin inside it. So if you have to touch the tefillin themselves, the ktsitzam, that's what makes a tumas yadayim. Reb Zakai, Reb Zakoi Mishmoy Oimer, says from his name, Tor, he holds no. Even that you tor, even if you touch the batim, just tossing we have our tefillin, still your hands are tor l'truma. Achiyiga b'mezuzatma. Until you touch the parchment itself, means the cloth itself, the pashis themselves. But a core point we see is uses the lashon of mezuzah, even though it's talking about tefillin. So it means even if you touch the smallest pasha of the tefillin, still your hands are tummy. But as mezuzah applies to tefillin, trashi be mezuzah, hein hei goris, that means the parchments themselves. Shehein b'teich habatim. In the tefillin, that's what's inside the batim, that's what's That's what's metam yadayim. So you see, it's shaykh loshim mezuzah by tefillin. So the more of me diktoni sefer. Since the sefer, this brayta says Joshua me diktoni sefer means the hid liel, the first brayta. Klaf, it says kedei licht of all of pashik tanim shevet tefillin shehi shma yisrael. It says a chil v'chur between klaf and duchsustis. That klaf, what's the shia to carry out a klaf on Shabbos? If you have enough of a piece of parchment that you can write Shema, you can write the Pashik Katana Shebet Filin, which is Shishma Yisrael. Mechlau Lechur the Reisha, the Mezuzah Atzma Askinim. So the Reisha that says, Klaf of the Sustis, the Licht of all of Mezuzah, Lechur here Mezuzah has to mean the Mezuzah Mamish. Because you see at the end of Seifa of this Bright Zagufim, when it wants to talk about just the Pasha Shema, it says, Pashik Katana Shebet Filin, which means, it says Klaf, means Shema. So mashma the ratio that says that klaf and the chsustis is a shir, the licht of all the mezuzah, it has to mean mezuzah mamish. So Eshtun, there's a theory between the two. That for the ratio says you need a shir mezuzah, which is a bigger a piece of parchment. You have to write Shema and volume Shemayim. But our co-part of the Seifer says clear that there's a shir of just Shema Yisrael by itself. So the chur will be a theory with the brights of the ratio to the Seifer. And then we'll have the kasha back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says klaf. Is the shir the licht all of Pashik Tanam a piece of parchment is enough to write Shema? And the other Brisa says no, klaf you have to write a mezuzah mashma Shema with v'hoyim Shemaya. So who is the kasha? And the Gemara in Hochi Ketoni klaf v'duchsustis shiurim bekama. The Brisa is explaining there are like two different types of parchments. You have the raw skin, we say the skin you peel it in half, so the part that's towards the meat is called the duchsustis. The part of the skin that's more towards the hair is called the klaf. Now, what's the shirm of these two things? Depends. Duchsustis is the licht of all the mezuzah. Enechnami. Duchsustis, if you carry out that, that's the part of the parchment that's more towards the meat of the animal, then you need a bigger shear. For that, you have to write the mezuzah, which is Shema, and volume Shemayim. Mashenken, klaf, if you carry out the part of the parchment, that's what we always use to write our mezuzahs and to write our tefillin, which is the part of the skin that's more towards the hair, towards the outside of the skin, then it's the licht of all of Pashik Tana Shebet Tefillin, Shishma Yisrael. So now there's no steer to the Brice, and there's no steer from our Mishnah. Klaf has the shear to write the small Pashik of Shema Yisrael, and the sustis, that's what the Brice is saying, you have to write the shear of a mezuzah. And then Achlami, there the shear is to write Shema with volume Shemaya. It's only going on the outer, on the inner part of the skin. The sustis you can't use for tefillin. The sefer appears klaf, and the sefer, the brass explaining what's the shear of klaf, that's what we use, that's the part of the skin that's on the outside near the hair. The licht of pashik tana shebet tefillin. Right. Omer Rav, duchsustis hareya kiklaf. Rav said a memory that duchsustis, that's the inner part of the skin, has the same halacha like the klaf, the outer part of the skin. The part of the skin that's more towards the hair. So Demar, what do you mean to say? Ma klaf, just like the outer part of the parchment. Kaisvin olav tefillin, it's kosher to write tefillin on it, that's called klaf, is after duchsustis. Who are then the inner part of the skin? The part that's towards the meat is also kaisvin olav tefillin. Hey, the chsustis is also kosher to write film. That's what he meant to say. Because what's film? For the more tanan akasha, tanan, klaf, what's the shi of carrying out klaf? Because they licht of pashik tana shebet film, shi shma Yisrael. So it's mash medir klaf in the chsustis loy. Mash only klaf, that you're allowed to write film on klaf. Therefore, what's the smallest pashis of film? Shma Yisrael, so that's a chosher b'shir. Mashenkin duchsustis does not have the shear to write Shema Yisrael. So chura, if duchsustis is kosher to write tefillin, so even a small piece of the duchsustis, that part of the skin, should also be kosher, because you could use it for tefillin, and in tefillin there are four parshias, and the smallest parshias is the Shema. So with the shear to write Shema, it should be kosher or duchsustis. And the Gemara the mitzvah. I'll tell you, the mitzvah is to write tefillin without Quran klaf. That's the mitzvah min amukum. Enechnam, it's like the kosher if you write it with the sustis, not a kasher and rav. Rav is saying that for the ebb, if you write film on the sustis, is also kosher. But since the mitzvah is supposed to write film on klaf, therefore most people don't keep the sustis for film. What do they write the sustis with? They write mezuzahs. So Mela, what's a choshev a shir with the chustis? A shir that you can write a whole mezuzah on. Therefore, it has to be a bigger shir that you can write shema with boyim shemaya. Rashi klaf in the chustis loy heavy b'shir azuta ki hai. Elav lechtu beis parshis. The chustis is only a shir to write a mezuzah. The mezuzah. Now the kashas on Rav is vid the chustis because the tefillin if you write it like film with the chustis heavily the shir and kishir azuta the film. It should have the same shir as tefillin. And here it says there's two different shirim. Teretz is lemitzvah. Mitzvah min amuvcha klaf. Meaning, you're supposed to use a klaf. V'stoma d'chol inshe mitzvah mal yisovin. Most people, when they want to use right tefillin, they're making the mitzvah with the hidden mitzvah. Well, what do they use for tefillin? They use the klaf. Hilkach lematzne d'chsustas l'tefillin. Nobody hides, puts aside d'chsustas for tefillin. V'evel yematzneen kamo. Nobody hides d'chsustas for tefillin. Now what do you do, what do you make with d'chsustas? You make mezuzas. So Melo, what's the choshev shir the chustis to be mechayim? A big enough parchment of this inner skin that you can write tefillin on. You can write mezuzah with. Toshma, coming up in your raya. Halacha l'mayshim istin is halacha tefillin on a klaf. You're supposed to write mitchilo tefillin on a klaf, like we just said. That's the mitzvah or mezuzah the chustis. But I'll call upon the din of mezuzah should be to be on the chustis, not on a klaf. Is, and what's the chiluk? Klaf. Now when you write on the klaf, now we're saying now the klaf is the outer part of the skin that's more towards the hair. Now on what part of this skin do you write the parshis? B'mok and bosom. In other words, you have first of all the piece of skin. Now you divide it in half, we're saying. Like the outside is the hair, the inside is towards the meat. You divide it in half. Now you have, let's say this is just the klaf itself. On which side of the klaf are you supposed to write the mezuzah or the tefillin? He's supposed to write on the inner side of the klaf, on the side that's towards the meat. That's the side of the skin you should write the parshis on. You should never write on the outer side of the skin of the klaf. You should write the tefillin and the mezuzahs on the inner side. Hey, so klaf, on what side of the klaf do you write? The mokim bosser. He's supposed to write the klaf. We're going now, the Bryce now is saying that halacha tefillin ala klaf, that you write the tefillin on the klaf. So which side of the klaf do you write the tefillin? On the inner side, the side that's more towards the bosser. D'chsustis, that's the inner part of the skin. On which side of the d'chsustis do you write the mezuzah? B'mokim seir, on the outer side of the skin. From the size that when you peel the skin in half, in the middle, the center, that's the two sides you write on. You don't write on the outer side on the skin part, on the hair part, and you don't run all the way on the inside on the bossa part, but you're supposed to write in the middle where you split it in half, and that middle, Zion the klaf, you write this way, and on the sustas you write this way. That's the mitzvah. And tzchur tekash and rav, you see klaw, that's filling badafka is on klaf, and mezuzah is dafra on the sustas, it has two different halachis, and rav says they're both the same thing. Rav says the sustas harayik a klaf, mashmi you write both, zayt film and zayt mezuzah on both. Teretz lemitzvah enoch namin. This halach l'moshe mesina doesn't mean likuvay that it's puzzle the other way around. It's a mitzvah to write the mezuzah around the chustis. Enoch namin, if you write tefillin, it's also kosher. For the Gemara batanya kasha kasha ravna batanya, we learn klo shina puzzle that if you mishani you do the wrong way, it's puzzle. So mashma the chustis is only kosher for tefillin for mezuzah. And it's only kosher for mezuzah, and it's possible for tefillin. And the Gemara mezuzah. Now I'll tell you that it says if you mishana means mezuzah is no good. In other words, mezuzah is supposed to be written on the chsustis. If you write a mezuzah on a klaf, I'll tell you that's possible. But tefillin could be written on both cases. That was Rav's din. That Rav said the chsustis already a klaf, it means for tefillin. Just like tefillin, the mitzvah is to write on a klaf. But the evidence, if you write tefillin on the chsustis, I'll tell you also it's kosher. I hear it says to be mishan, it's posel, it means mezuzah. For the Gemara, no, it's still shver. V'atanya, v'feresh b'raisa says, shino b'zeh u b'zeh posel. Mashma, either way you change around. So that tefillin is b'davka on a klaf. If you write tefillin on the sustis, it's posel. So it's a kasha and rav. Rav says that for tefillin, they both have the same halacha. And the Gemara, I tell you name, v'ayte idividya mezuzah. That it says, shino b'zeh u b'zeh, that's posel. Where's the two shinuyim? Both are talking about mezuzah. How could you have two shenuyim? Mezuzah, the mitzvah is al dechsustis. So what do you want to say? If you write a mezuzah on the klaf, it's possum. That's one shenuyim. But how could you have two shenuyim? What does it mean? Shenu b'zeh b'zeh, both goes on mezuzah. And the Gemara name, the mitzvah for mezuzah is supposed to be on dechsustis. But what part of the suchtus could you write on? The part that's more towards the seir. For ho de kasvinu a klaf b'mokam seir. One shin was you mishan, instead of using the suchtus, you'd klaf. But you wrote it on the right side, you wrote b'mokam seir. Inami, another shin was aduch suchtus. You type your wrote on the right part of the skin. You wrote on the inner part of the skin, the part of the skin that's more towards the meat. Vakoponim, on what part are you supposed to write? On the part that's facing the outside, more towards the side, towards the ear. And instead, you wrote a b'mokim basar. So that's another shinu. You take use the chustus, the right part, of the right piece of skin, but the wrong side. You didn't write on the side facing the outside, facing the ear. You wrote on the side facing the basar. So that's why both are possible. Benachnam, it's only possible mezuzah is possible, but tefillin taka whichever way you write tefillin is kosher. Zion the chsusta zion klaf like Rav saying. The boy is saying another teretz is shinu bezer bezer tanoi. Benachnam, it's a machlokes tanoim. This writes a taka dimzach on Rav. Rav that says tefillin could be written zion klaf and zion the chsusta on both parts of the skin is taka machlokes and not something according to everybody. Tetani, there's a brisa. Shino bezev is apostle. Inachnami, if you're mishana, you write tefillin on the chsustis, like apostle. Tefillin is bedavka on the cloth, on the outer side of the skin. If you write it on the inner side of the skin, it's like apostle, not like Rav. Rabbi Acha machshir, mishun Rabbi Acha Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Acha that's machshir, so Rav that paschal, this mutter is saying a libah to Rabbi Acha. And he's saying the name Rabbi Achoy, Rabbi Chanina. V'yam v'lom Rishum Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Chanina. That's who he said it over from. So that's another teretz to Rav. V'yam popir omar, Rav d'yoma ketona d'vay Menashe. I'll tell you, Rav that says that tefillin is kosher, Zion klaf, and Zion d'chsustis, and if I'm mistaken, not like some tenoyim, but he holds like d'vay Menashe. D'tona d'vay Menashe. Learn about d'vay Menashe. Kos v'al hanir. If you wrote tefillin on a mamash piece of paper, Alaniya, like Rashi says here, means shalasovim. A piece of paper made out of grass, not made out of parchment, but use grass. Or else, fealamatlis. Stam use a towel. Stam wrote tefillin on towels, a towel is psula. Ala klaf. If you wrote it ala klaf, you wrote the tefillin on the klaf, that's the outer part of the skin. That's the skin that's more towards the hair. Vial hagvil. Or else, you wrote it on the gvils of Rashi, it's also a klaf, but gvil means mu'ubid biafotzen. Means this cloth, the skin was worked over with this gallnut juice. You put gallnut juice, you hold the source of kosher. V'yal the sustis. And you wrote the tefillin even under the sustis. That's the inner part of the skin. The part of the skin that's more part of the meat. Yishinok shera. So that's tonen the way menashe talocha. So Rav that says, zai cloth and zai the sustis has the same malocha, he's going like tonen the way menashe. So the more cost for my, what does the tonen the way menashe mean you wrote it that it's kosher? If you want to say it's going on Hilchus Mezuzah, that Mezuzah is kosher on klaf and the susis, for the Gemara Mezuzah klaf mikas vinun. Can you write a Mezuzah on a klaf? Mezuzah is supposed to be vice versa on the susis, not on a klaf. Ela la tefillin is going on tefillin. You see, klaf tefillin is kosher on all parts, on klaf and on the susis. For the Gemara, the time even this is also shver. Tefillin na gvil mikas vinun. Are you allowed to write the tefillin on a gvil? On the parchment that you worked over with gallnut water, with the afotzim, you're not allowed to write tefillin on the cloth that was worked over with afotzim. Elo, you have to say, kitani b'sefer Torah. That's very Menashe is talking about writing a sefer Torah. That's the only thing you're allowed to write even on a piece of parchment that was worked over with afotzim. So, Melus, no riot to Rav. Menashe is talking about a sefer Torah that's kosher. Zion cloth, Zion gvil, Zion tuchsustis. Then Echnami could be, maybe tefillin is only kosher on klaf, and is possible on the chsustis, so it wouldn't be a riot to Rav. So tomorrow, Leinu Mesayle, I'll bring you a riot to this. Strashi Mesayle to Rav, I'll bring you a riot to Rav now, that tefillin is kosher, zayin klaf, zayin the chsustis. Ki yoitze boi, Strashi, Reisha de Bryce says talking about tefillin shayad, oisun oisun, sharosh. If you have tefillin shayad, you'll have to change them over and make them the tefillin sharosh. Of the oisun sharosh, if you have a pashiyas, or the whole batim, that was used first for tefillin, sharosh, you should know, ein oisim shoyad. You're not allowed to change it over now and take out the pashiyas and make it into a pashiyas for shoyad. Lufishen, read the mikdusha. That's the svara. So it says, ki yoitzeboy, that, no, that's one halacha. Leim esel rav, that if you change tefillin shoyad to sharosh, hey, sharosh has more kedusha, so you're allowed to change yad to sharosh. But it changed the opposite way. Sharosh, the Shalyah, that's Ein Merida Mekdusha. Now it says, Nekiyes, but another lach like this is Tfilin Shebolim. Yeah, Tfilin that became spoiled, became old. And the parchment became a little no good already. Or else the Sefer Torah Shebolah. A Sefer Torah, that part of the parchment got fulfilled already. So it's not usable right now. So it's Toslot the Sefer Torah. But I've added some parshis in there are still written kosher and you could use them from mezuzah. Still it says, Ein Oisim Mehem Mezuzah. They're not allowed to cut out the parsha of Shema, either from the Tefillin, or else from a Sefer Torah, and use it for a mezuzah right now. Why? What's the reason why it's awesome? The Fishain Marida Mekdusha Chamura Mekdusha Kala. Because Sefer Torah, Tefillin has more Kedusha than the mezuzah has. So since these parshis was first the chilek of the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to now rip it out from the Sefer Torah and use it for mezuzah. Why? Because Ein Meridin, that's all. Tzadik, time of the Ein Meridin, that's the only Yisr. Ho Meridin, what if you would be allowed to be merited to take the Kedusha Chamur of a Sefer Torah and make it into a Kedushas Mezuzah, Oysin, it'll be Mutter. If the Kasha, the Ksiva might, the Sefer Torah, where would the Sefer Torah written on? What type of a parchment? Lav, the Ksiva, the Sustis. Heistam, Sefer Torah, they wrote on the Sustis. And still we see what? You would have been allowed to change it into a Mezuzah. You see, a Mezuzah is also Kasha on the Sustis. And the Gemara, Loi Dixiva Klav. So Mel is no Raya to Rav. That Atayya Mezuzah, or the Tefillin before, was Dafka on Klav. Hey, Maila the Kosva the Chsustis, goes Zion Tefillin also. So the Tefillin is Kosher on the Chsustis. Atayya no, that the Tefillin was Dafka written on the Klav. So therefore, Mezuzah has to be on Klav. The Tefillin was also written on the Klav, that's why. Fred the Gemara, Mezuzah Klav Mikasvinim. If we're talking about Klav, you want to say this Tefillin was written on Klav, so we're saying now, why can't you use the tefillin for mezuzah? Because ain't meridin. For meridin will be mutter. For at Gemara mezuzah, are you allowed to write a mezuzah on a klav? The Churitz mashed before that mezuzah is dafka on the chsustis. And the Gemara nine in. You're allowed to. For a time you learn klor. Kos for ala klav. If you wrote a mezuzah on a klav, ala niyav, ala matlis psula. Om Reb Shirin ben Eloza, Reb Meyoy kos for ala klav. Reb Meyoy, though, used to write mezuzahs on a klav. The theme is Shemishtameris, a Svarot, because the old klaf is even better than the Sustis. Klaf stays longer. Klaf, that's the outer part of the skin part towards the meat, towards the hair, that stays longer. So you see, Chlorib Remeyus Mata to write a mezuzah on a klaf. So it's Mutta to write mezuzahs on klaf. So the Morahashtra of the Asi Ochli, once you come out to this, Atele Rav Nami. Even according to Rav also, there's no Makashas anymore. Loitem of the Sustis Areka klaf. Don't say that he's talking about Hilchus Tefillin. Just say that the Chsustis has the same halacha like klaf. But even though Metchili is supposed to write Tefillin on a klaf, who Adin the Chsustis is also kosher for Tefillin, that's not Pshan Rav. Elaim Rav meant to say like this: klaf harayikud the Chsustis. Klaf has the same halacha like the Chsustis. The what? Ma the Chsustis kaisem ala mezuzah. Just like the Chsustis, mashma that's the mitzvah Metchila to write the mezuzah on the Chsustis. Af klaf kaisem ala mezuzah. Who are in cloth, you can also write mezuzah. And that's not locha. The locha is that you're allowed to use cloth for anything. Cloth could be used, like for tefillin, that's the mitzvah in Amucha to write tefillin on cloth. Sefer Torah could be written on cloth. And who I did now was saying even a mezuzah could also be written on a cloth. Even though Pasha the mitzvah is to write the mezuzah on a dechsustis, of the Lamaisa they say we don't have any more dechsustis. Today, what they make all the parchment is only cloth. What they do today is with the skin, after they make it into a piece of parchment, they like rub off the inner part of the parchment. The part of the skin that was more towards the meat, they just rub it off it, like to get rid of the chsustis. And what's left is only the outer part of the skin, which is called the klaf. That's our parchment. And that parchment we use for everything. We use it zay for mezuzah, but that's the maskonim. That klaf is kosher for mezuzah. And for tefillin, that's mamash mitzvah min amuvchon. And sefer Torah is also kosher. Just which part of the parchment are you supposed to write? Not the part that has facing the hair, but the part that's the inner part facing towards the meat. There's a smoother part of the parchment, that's what you're supposed to write on. Because the other side of the parchment, that's the side that's the hair was right there. That's not so smooth. So we don't write on that, so we write on the smooth part. Mel is good that klaf, what's the shear of a klaf? The licht of all the pasha katana shear, it's fill in, because klaf you could use for tefillin also. But that's people, I think. Right, then the Mishnah says the yoy. How much ink do you have to carry out to be chayef for Shabbos, the yoy? They licht of all the shtoyoysis. You have to have enough ink that you can write two oysis with this ink. Tana. Either you carry out ink mamish, the liquid of it, enough to write two oisis. Trashi beis oisis bidyoy means vyoy yovish. Even you're taking out the dried out ink. But this dried out ink is enough to use to write two oisis with yichayiv. Or else shtey oisis the kumis. Or else you have a pen. And in the pen you have liquid ink. You have the ink in the pen. If you have enough ink in the pen to write two oisis, yichayiv also. Trashi shtey oisis the kumis. Kleimer. Kolecha demapik leshyurek shtey oisis. Is even though the ink is in the pen, yichayiv if there's enough ink to write two oisis. And no one didn't say osios the kalmarin. Kam Rashi ksos hasoifim. That's the ink, what do you call it? The ink well. The ink hole, yeah. The place where they keep the ink. Where a soifer keeps his ink. If you carry out the ink hole that has inside it enough ink to write two osios, yichayiv. Boy rova. Oisachas bejoy. What about you carry out the dried out ink that's enough to write only one ois? And oisachas bekumis. Then you carry out a pen, that in the pen there's only enough ink to write mamish one ois. Is what's the locha? Is the ayim sarf the two? Who are then ois achas the kalmrin? You carry out the ink hole, that in the ink hole there's only enough ink to write one oisius. Mal, is it mistarf to about together you could write two oisius, you chayit, or else no? Since each one is like a different type of oitzor, you can't be mistarf the two, but the more by takeo. Shrashi, ois achas pidyoi, ois achas the kumis. Me mitstarfi, oi loi. Vi armet fi ki efta kash lechura. Tepik le mishum kumis. What's the shayla? He's carrying out a pen, and in the pen there's a little bit of ink, just enough to write one ois. So you're not chayi for the ink alone, therefore you have to mitstarf with the other ink, you took out the dried up ink. But for grash, you want you chayi for the pen. Lechura, the pen is a chosh of a kli. So you're carrying out hoitsoi, carrying out the pen, the chayi for carrying out the pen. Trashi loy mechayi vole, you're not chayi for the pen. Mishum shu tofo lepochus mekashir. Because the ikra of the pen is ink. Without ink, you can't use it. And the ink is pochus mekashir. So the kli, the pen, is tofel, is butt-like to the ink. That nana come on, we'll have a mission, we'll have a din later. Ha-moitzi oichlem pochus mekashir bekli. If you carry out on Shabbos, a chati gregris in a plate. Yishno ye potter, af ala kli, even for the kli. If they shakli tveleloi. The ikaroid saw is not because of the plate, it's not that you want the plate. The ikaroid saw is that you want gregris. And since you're only carrying out a chatzi gregris, a pochus mekashir, your potter even on the plate. See also, the ikaroid sor is for the ink. When there's no ink, you can't use the pen. So therefore, your potter for carrying out the pen. You only chayiv for the ink. And if the ink is pochus mekashir, it's potter to the ink, your potter on the pen.
I'm not sure.
Omar Rav. You carried out on Shabbos two oisius. Now there's enough ink to write two oisius. Now for itzor, you only chayiv, you have to make an akira, you have to pick it up in your house, and you have to make itzor, and you have to make hanocher outside. Now the kosvan kshuma halach, while you were walking, you wrote it. You took your pen like, and you wrote with the ink two oisius on a piece of paper, and you didn't stop. You didn't make any hanocher yet. So chura yichayiv or not, you didn't make any hanocher. So grav achidish chayiv. You chayiv for the tzor of the ink. You didn't make hanoch, you didn't stop yet. The chiddush is ksivos and zui anachosim. Vibald, you wrote it on a piece of paper, and now this ink rested on the piece of paper. That's called its hanochon. So even though the person is moving, so what? Still, it's called hanoch. That's the chiddush. So Rashi kishumalach. So yomad lofesh, you didn't stop at all. You didn't stop to rest at all. You can say that you keep on going. That the hevei hanoch is goofy hanoch. You can't say here the fact you rested. Your goof is called hanoch on the ink. The ikur hanoch is the yoy ala ksafu. Because the ikur hanoch, where does the ink stay to rest? On the piece of paper. So that you wrote on the piece of paper, it's enough to mechayiv you. A chiddush. The yom harav, another chiddush. Hoitzi a ois achas v'kosva. You took out one ois, one a shear of one ois of ink, and you wrote it. V'chosa v'hoitzi ois achas. Then you went back home, and again, out in Rishus Rabim, you wrote with another shear of ink to write one ois. The kosva potter, in such a case, you potter, now it's time for two oisos. Each oisos was on purpose to make a shear, you potter. For the Gemara, my timer, why you potter, l'chura, let's be mistar after two oisos? Avad, if you carry out a chatzi gregos on Shabbos in the morning, and then you carry out a chatzi gregos the afternoon, you chayiv a chatzis, we do with the hell in echon. So why is writing different? The Teretz says, "Beidno the afkol abas raisa chosle lishiru l'kamaisa." Hey, since here it dried up already, you wrote it. and it dried up. When it dries up, that ink is not here anymore. So maybe later, when you're making the second hoitzor of carrying out the second ounce of ink, enough to write one ice, you don't have the first part of the ink anymore. So that's the swear by Stam Tzarev. So Rashi b'chaz b'itzi b'lemechot chaz tashir the kamaitzor k'shem yafshom, because when the ink dried up in between nechzer ashir, you don't have the ink anymore. Like you don't have a shear of two oisiyos. When you end off the hoitzor by carrying out the second part of the ink to make the final hoitzor, you don't have enough.